Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice to have
it's
you
It's almost
up here.
School holiday, well, uni holidays uni for 2 weeks, so that's good.
I get so confused because all the different unis around New Zealand seem to be completely out of whack with their holidays at the moment.
I know, it is hard, especially, you know, because you have family or, you know, obviously for people with children, you know, you try to coordinate, you know, the holidays, and they're always different. But at least know any uni student at Auckland Uni in your life, they have 2 weeks off.
Mint. That sounds very good.
But might they be listening to Glitch Hop in that time?
Oh,
well.
I don't know, bro. This one's a tough one for me, guys.
Oh, dear.
I'm not convinced.
Not convinced? Normally you come in being like, you know, I quite like this, but not today.
No, I'm not convinced. So
what is Glitch Hop?
We're talking 1990s sort of glitch music. I mean, it's part of EDM, but sort of playing with glitches and, you know, samples and chopping and dropping and culling and low fidelity manipulation and stutters and pitch reverse.
Yeah.
But then also having sort of a hip hop aesthetic
sort of
as well.
Can I hit one of the tracks?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Cool. Because I just think it needs, you need to hear it. So this is Bamboo by Ill Gates, Ben Walsh, and one other person. Yeah, sorry, I'm not sure who.
Katya.
This is?
So it's playful,
Is this kind of nice
so far?
Is it not
the
like
precursor for dubstep?
Very integrated with dubstep now. One of the things I read said, so dubstep started in England, but then it became big in the States, and the British people got into glitch hop. You know, I don't know.
Okay, so this is quite a UK-ish genre.
So which came first, dubstep or glitch hop?
Checking all the egg.
Well, glitch came first, and then glitch hop.
I see. I don't hate this.
Okay. Oh, you wait, Rachel.
Oh, the drop. It's coming.
Come on, Kirsten.
Tess is doing rave arms. Oh, wow. Okay. This is not where I thought this was going.
Yeah, so it's not going to quite get into your dance banger.
No. There's a lot of sort of strange. Is that a ribbit?
It's a frog, I think.
It's a frog in this song.
Now, this guy, Ill Gates, is supposed to be really amazing because it is still an underground music.
Yeah.
So this guy is like one of the sort of icons of the community because he's really a community oriented. He offers all sorts of free courses and tutorials and advice. And he's got a big production, how to produce glitch hop website. Like,
that's pretty mint.
And apparently he is, because it's underground, it's still very collaborative, very sharing.
Yeah.
And this guy especially seemed to be really cool.
I kind of like this.
Look, well, I like dubstep, so
Tess is into it.
So I don't mind.
There's
this.
A flute. It's got everything. It's got frogs, flutes, crunching noises.
Kitchen sink, right? It's kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Mind bending and head nodding, somebody says. So it's got that combo of the weird experimental, but it's still got a beat.
It's kind of like, you know, not hugely far removed from some sort of Death Grips stuff that you might hear, you know, like that might be the most of hectic end of it.
So, because
there's a lot going on in this song, though. It is like they just keep being like, and we'll just add that, and a little bit
follow
of
your dreams.
This, and just stir it all into the big pot of glitch hop.
And because it's been around, you know, since the 90s, it has absorbed. You know, it's like a big blob and it's absorbed everything else. So it has absorbed dubstep, ambient. I mean, the other sort of parallel to it, people talk about instrumental hip hop. You know, sort of playing with the sounds rather than having rapping.
Like on roll or something like that.
And so that's sort of a part of it too, but it's different.
I can totally see the appeal of this. It maybe might not be something I'd listen to in my spare time, but I can see how people could get really into this. I can also see how it would be quite a fun genre of music to produce. It would be quite fun to play around with these sounds and make. This is a bit of a melting pot. Birdsong really does have everything.
So the next track I selected purely because I thought the title was a laugh.
It is a good laugh.
What's it called?
It's called This Falafel Has Drugs In It. And it's by Beard Thug.
So Beard Thug is a duo from Providence, Rhode Island. And this is from around 2016.
So what was that? What era was that last? Like what date was that last track?
I think that was more recent as okay. well. People, one review of Beard Thug said sludgy funk. So it's like they're trying to talk about it, but even the words, you know.
Are kind of like murky in their own right.
Yeah. Elastic, free-form, anarchic, musical melting pot.
So I'd like to hear why you're not convinced. Like, what puts you off about it?
I think I probably have a bit more of a pop aesthetic. You know, I like a good hook.
So is it just an aesthetic thing? It's not that you don't think it stands as a genre?
Well, also maybe it's too... I guess the thing with pop is you get a lot of interaction with audience.
Yeah.
And this, I feel, is maybe it's too singular. Like, I made this, I like this.
Yeah. Mm.
Which, fine.
Hold the drop. Wow. Tess is loving it.
I think it's great.
I think it's pretty cool, but, you know, there are some strange noises. It sounds like someone went through their Nokia, like, ringtone bank and just played around with
them. I think that might be why I like it.
Okay, another description that you're supposed to look for when you listen to it is gnarled, low-end textures, and swaggering breaks.
Swaggering breaks.
The language, it's just so funny because it's...
Maybe I like that about it too. The language
like a swaggering
is great.
Because it's so sonically interesting, but to try to put into words, it's funny all the things they keep trying to say. Lineage to glitch, but with a hip-hop mentality.
I think what I find about this genre is that I'm really intrigued by it, but I probably wouldn't, just go and, like, listen to it necessarily.
Oh, here's another one. That glitch, the real meaning of the word is unwanted sound.
Unwanted sound.
So you're, like, playing with unwanted sounds.
Unwanted frog ribbits.
Yeah, and so as this blob has moved on, it has picked up, like, drill and trap.
I love that you've dubbed it the blob, like...
The blob.
Ongoing?
Yeah, that's my one. I'm taking that one. Yeah. I haven't read that. But yeah, you know how like a sticky slime and it just moves, it picks it all up.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult to talk over.
So apparently, well, one thing said 90 to 110 BPMs. Another one said 80 to 130 BPMs. So
I think this would
for
be
those of you, that's important.
I think this would be hard to dance to. You know, you'd have to really be in the zone.
Yeah.
I want to know if the listeners are pro or anti.
5395. Glitch hop. Thoughts.
It's probably fun to make.
Maybe we can start a tally.
Yes, this is the thing is, I think it's a maker's genre, eh? You can kind of be like, oh, I've got this weird sound effect that I've never used before. I'm going to throw it into a glitch hop track. And that could be how you have a go with it.
Other words that came up were bro step, which is American dubstep, and neurofunk.
What now?
Neurofunk.
Neurofunk.
It was kind of electronica funk. And so, yeah, this kind of sounds like all of it. But, it does seem to dip in and out of...
It kind of reminds me of, like, music from video games as well.
Yes. And they are involved with that. Put their music out on Twitch.
Mm. Oh, really?
I actually know someone who makes music for video games.
Ooh.
And it seems like a fun job.
Yeah, that sounds very cool.
Yeah.
But this seems still too chaotic for a video. Like, it seems like video game sounds put in the blender.
Yes. Like, had a bit of a
you
monster
want your video,
mash.
Well, I would
think. Because you want to be the pace and the stress, right?
Yeah. But it feels like...
Intensity.
The video game sound should match this guy's footstep, this whoosh. So is this another track now?
Yeah, this is the last track that we've got for today.
This is quite funky.
This is Sneakers by Opio.
Opio. And he's a Kiwi.
Oh, nice.
But he's
shout
based
out.
In Melbourne now.
This is quite funky.
So is this a fresher tune? More recent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard this song before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. And I don't know where, but I know that vocal hook.
Maybe that's a sample from something else.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is quite... This one I could see how...
I like your sneakers.
Yeah, I'm definitely... I like your sneakers.
One thing I hate to do for listeners is to only be able to describe a genre by mentioning other genre, because then it's like, well, if I don't know what that one is, how is that helping?
How am I supposed to know?
But this one is really... difficult.
Genre-based.
Yeah, and it But I guess for me, it's made me, you know, you have to go through the whole EDM history. I think it's very iconic EDM. And EDM is dance-based, you know, like, so it's playing with electronic stuff and having dance bass. So this is really sort of iconic, I guess. Whereas hip-hop and pop can be just dance with no experimentation.
Yep.
Someone said best genre ever.
There you go.
Wow.
Glitch hop or Twitch pop? I'm unconvinced, says someone else. Someone else says, sounds like music for boys wearing singlets with baggy armpits.
Baggy armpits. I can't, wait, you, that's not what you meant. Oh, the singlets and baggy armpits.
Yeah, you know
what
like those.
I thought the humans had baggy armpits.
Ew.
I know, that's why that visual weird. Was bothering
no,
me.
No, those sort of like really long kind of R&V.
Yeah, I think it's
hoodies.
A bit of a white boy thing right now, let's be honest. LBH, is that a thing?
LBH, let's be honest.
But you can see how you'd get lost on it on like a dance floor for hours if you like.
I have a feeling live it could be pretty interesting. Hey, like live it's probably really cool. Watching the guys do it live and playing with stuff. And
like very, very loud.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like he's saying, I like your speakers.
And it's so much less repetitive than like house and techno.
Yeah.
Which, okay, we'll do their own shows on it because people are
like, that the swaggy breaks that...
This is maybe where I've heard this song. Someone's texted in to say Mikey used to play this track sometimes. Maybe that's why I've heard it.
Yeah, he could know him. You know, like, I don't know how integrated with the Kiwi community the guy is.
This is, of the three songs, this is the one I'm like, I quite like this. I'm sort of into this.
Someone said, turn this shit off.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that this is a polarizing
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, guys. This is part of the segment. It's part of the genre.
You know, musical education,
you
everybody.
You just have to endure it.
But also, you know, we have got quite a few texts to people go, this is, oh, God, as
okay,
well.
Okay, so, see? So it seems...
You know? It's a polarizing one. I like your sneakers. And it's quite funny. Like, it sounds like they're not taking it very seriously as well, which I quite like.
But I
it's
like the drugged falafel one better.
I like that you mentioned the live, because for such an underground, you know, on the internet, and that's cool, people sharing and Reddit debates of what is and what isn't, it does work well live as well. Like, it's not just bedroom.
Yeah.
And these guys go to festivals and do, you know, huge events.
That's cool.
So it does have sort of both ends.
I do like music that doesn't seem to take itself too seriously, especially when it comes from, as you were saying before, Kirsten, a genre that's built off so many other genres. You can get really caught up in being very serious and very worthy.
Well, yes, as you can imagine, there's many debates as to what is and what isn't. And, you know, one thing was saying, glitch hop just keeps dropping itself and reinventing itself every 4 years. So, like, today's glitch hop is different than 20 years ago.
Right.
Glitch hop. But, you know, if you were a musician, why would you want to cut yourself off from cool stuff you hear? You know, if you like a bit of that and you like a bit of that, that's... Yeah, so maybe it's really, you know, epitome of contemporary life, you know, fragments and bits of stuff.
Someone says, I'm not familiar with this, but someone says Kraftwerk has a lot to answer for.
I can kind of see that a little bit.
Kraftwerk did a lot of the sort of early, like, 100% electronic music, which was shocking at the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Now, I can see the appeal of this genre. I'm not going to say it's for me necessarily, but I'm not going to rag on it because I can see why people would be very into this. You know, it's got its appeal.
Yeah, and it sounds like a really fun community.
Yeah, that's super cool. Like that first person you were saying, having all those like workshops and helping kids learn how to make that stuff. That stuff's all really awesome. Like,
yeah, so they're also really encouraging, you know, DIY. It's still got DIY.
Totally.
So it seemed quite functioning quite well as an underground, because we've seen a lot of genre, like as soon as they get picked up mainstream, they lose the underground.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, this is cool. I can respect glitch hop. I think that's my verdict
on it
today. I don't
know if that's like a weird compliment.
It's
like,
maybe a backhander.
I can respect it.
I can respect
She has a nice personality.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you very much, Kirsten. Glitch Hop, what are you bringing us next week?
Oof, wow. It's going to be polarizing too.
What is it?
Jam bands.
Jam bands.
Oh, perfect.
Exciting.
Can't wait.
Thank you very much.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Certainly.